The wretched boy had started it, looking down on him from a throne of carved weirwood beneath the moon and falcon banners of House Aeryn. Tyrion Lannister had been looked down on all his life, but seldom by roomy-eyed six-year-olds who needed to stuff fat cushions under their cheeks to lift them to the height of a man.
"Is he the bad man?"
the boy had asked, clutching his doll. "He is," the Lady Lysa had said, from the lesser throne beside him. She was all in blue, powdered and perfumed for her suitors who filled her court.
"He is so small," the Lord of the Eyrie said, giggling.
"This is Tyrion, the imp of House Lannister, who murdered your father." She raised her voice so it carried down the length of High Hall of the Eyrie, ringing off the milk-white walls and the slender pillars so every man could hear it. "He slew the Hand of the King."
"Or did I kill him too?"
Tyrion had said, like a fool. That would have been a very good time to have kept his mouth closed and his head bowed. He could see that now. Seven hells, he had seen it then. The High Hall of the Aerons was long and austere, with a forbidding coldness to its walls of blue-veined white marble. But the faces around him had been colder by far. The power of Casterly Rock was far away, and there were no friends of the Lannisters in the Vale of Aeryn. Submission and silence would have been his best defences.